Welcome everyone to Prem Sarovara. This is a very beautiful place, and this place was visited by Lord Chaitanya and Vallabhacharya, Nityananda, Advaitacharya, and all the six Goswamis, Janama Mata, and all of our Acharyas and Param Gurus, Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta also came. This is considered to be one of the most significant places in Braj Mandal, Prem Sarovara, because here Krishna is teaching a very unique truth. Because Radha Mahima, Radha Pranaya Mahima, Krishna wanted to understand and also to glorify the greatness of Radharani's intense love for him. So that's why he appeared as Lord Chaitanya. But when Radha and Krishna were here, they came here one day to this beautiful kund. It's a very secluded place. And you can imagine now it's a little sparse. But there were hundreds and hundreds of trees, thousands of trees everywhere. It was a very, it was a beautiful lake. I mean, no, it wasn't any lake here. It was a beautiful secluded forest. And they would meet here because this is not exactly halfway, but Nandagrama is that way and Barsana is that way. So one day in the morning time, Krishna came here and met Radharani and all the gopis. And they were sitting under some trees. And then Krishna had Radharani sat on Krishna's lap. She sat on his lap, sitting here. And Krishna, they were just exchanging some very beautiful talks together, yeah. Speaking back and forth. And some gopis were fanning them with chamara. And the birds were singing in the trees, the parrots were singing in the trees. And there were so many nice flowers blooming in the trees from the different creepers. A very gentle breeze was blowing through the forest. It was a very romantic and intimate setting and was very, happy time for Radha and Krishna. There was no mother-in-law and no father-in-law. There was no Chandravali or any anti-party. There were no curious eyes of any villagers looking over here. It was a private party, Krishna and Radharani's intimate gopis. So while Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap, then some honeybees came and they started flying around Radharani's face. Because Radharani, her face is very beautiful, like a golden lotus flower. And her mouth is like a lotus flower. And when she speaks, then her words are not only very sweet and beautiful to hear, but her words are also full of fragrance. The words coming from the flower of Radharani's mouth, they smell like beautiful flowers. The words. This is inconceivable. Because we know what comes from our mouth. And it doesn't smell so great. But no one knows but other people. We think we're very nice, but everyone else doesn't think so. The bees were flying around and buzzing. And then so Radharani was becoming startled and becoming frightened. She said, "Oh, Saki, Saki, do something, do something." They were trying to smell the fragrance of Radharani's breath. So then there's different versions of the story, but some versions are that Madhumangala was also there with Krishna. That's some versions. But anyway, we'll say one Sakhi took her like chatter, and she went like this, and she chased away the bees. And the one word that means bee or honeybee is Madhusudan. Madhu means sweet honey, and Sudan means nectar. And this is also a name for Krishna, because he's called Madhusudan. And the Rasik Vaishnavas, they say that this word Madhusudan describes Krishna as that special personality who's drinking the nectar from the lips of Radharani. So this word Madhusudan means honeybee and it means Krishna. So when the Sakhi said, "Oh Radharani, it's all right. You can relax now because I chased Madhusudan. I chased Madhusudan away, and Madhusudan has gone far away, and Madhusudan's not coming back." Radharani took the name Madhusudan to mean Krishna. And when she's thinking, "Oh, Madhusudan has left? You chased Madhusudan away, and he's gone away, and he's not coming back? And she immediately started crying, "Oh, Madhusudan's gone. Oh, Madhusudan." Radharani was weeping bitterly and crying in separation. This is called viraha, in great separation from Krishna. She's crying, "Oh, where is he gone? When will he come back? Why did you chase him away?" Now, this is an amazing display of love, because Radharani is sitting right here on Krishna's lap, and her arm is around Krishna, around the back. And Krishna's arm is around Radharani. She said, "Oh, Krishna's gone. How can I live? How can I breathe? How can I exist without Krishna?" The tears were pouring out of Radharani's eyes and going down her face, and all the kajal and makeup from her eyes was coming down, going down like this, and going into this very low area was filling up with all of Radharani's tears. Seeing the intense attachment that Radharani had for him, then Shyamasundar, he started crying. And Krishna or Shyamasundar, he's crying because he's overwhelmed. He's not feeling separation. He's observing Radharani's intense love and thinking how much she loves me, how much she cares for me. So he simply hears that Madhusudan is gone, and that creates my name creates such an intense feeling of separation in her heart that she starts crying and crying. She's sitting, she's having union with me. She's embracing me, but she's feeling that I've gone and that she lost me. This is something extraordinary. You're with someone you love, but you feel they're not there. We can never have that idea. So Shyam is crying, Radharani's crying, and the gopis are looking and they're also crying. What has happened to our Shyam? What has happened to our Radha? It's seemingly externally like a very sad moment, but it's actually a very joyful moment. This is the triumph of love. This is the epitome of love, that it's called Prem by Chitya. That this Radharani is showing to the world, see how much that I'm so much attached to Krishna, I'm so much absorbed in Krishna. Even just the idea or the word that Madhusudan is gone, then I forget everything. Vrindadevi was watching the flow and the movement of the pastime and thinking how to bring it to a happy ending. So she saw some parrots, Daksha and Manjubhashini. Daksha, Manjubhashini, two parrots, female, male parrot, were in the tree above Radha and Krishna. They were sitting in the branches. So then Vrindadevi looked at them, and in her glance, she sent a message. Sing. That was the message. So then the parrots start. One parrot was singing, "Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
And the other parrot was saying, "Jai Shyam, Jai Shyam.
Jai Shyam,
Jai Shyam.
Jai Shyam, Jai Shyam.
Jai Radhe, Jai Shyam. No, competition. Jai Radhe. Competition. And then Radharani opened her eyes and she looked and she said, "Oh, Shyam is here." And then Krishna opened his eyes and said, "Oh, Radha is here." Then they embraced and kissed. And all the gopis said, "Jai Jai Shri Radhe." Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam. So this is Prem Sarovara. All those tears of Radha and Krishna, they collected over here and made this beautiful lake of love. And our scriptures, our Mahajans are telling us that if anyone bathes in this lake with purity of purpose and purity of desire, then he can attain that sweet love of Radha and Krishna. So now we'll conclude today's yatra by bathing in Shivarsana Dhamma Ki Jai, Shrimati Radha Rani Ki Jai, Rishabhano Kirtida Shridam Anangamandri Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Ciao.
Jai.